If you'd been standing on the seafront at Tor Cross in the Second World War, the view would have been very different. Across the English Channel, France had fallen and invasion was thought to be imminent. The beach in front of you was covered with rolls of barbed wire. Stand facing the sea, and to your right, you should be able to see the lighthouse at Start Point. But in 1940, it wasn't gleaming white, it had been painted with camouflage. There were roadblocks to slow down enemy troops. Anti-tank pillars had been built in the waters of Slapton Lee, and the strip of land between the tank car park and the Lee was a minefield. Near the Start Bay Inn stood an anti-aircraft gun ready to retaliate when the drone of a German bomber was heard. All round the coast, concrete pillboxes were thrown up as the last line of defence. There were 26 different designs issued by the Directorate of Fortifications and Works. Each location was chosen so that it was camouflaged. If you look towards the former Tor Cross Hotel at the southern end of the promenade, you can see the gun slot built into the cliff beside the coast path, to the left of the building. Inside, pillboxes were cramped, usually 10 feet square, and the ceilings were only 6 feet high. The authorities reasoned that the lower the roof, the greater the chance of concealment. The sides of each window were angled at 45 degrees to give the gunner maximum view, and often there was a wooden shelf beneath the window where he could rest his elbow while taking aim. If you walk from Tor Cross towards Street Gate, look back and you'll see the twin aerials of the Start Point transmitting station. From here, coded signals were sent to the French resistance. The transmitting station played another vital role after the D-Day landings in 1944. As Allied troops fought their way across France, they were entertained by 24-hour radio, and Start Point was the only station in Britain to transmit that morale-boosting Allied Expeditionary Forces programme.